Let's talk about mind control. Obviously, this entire system is all about mind control. It's dynamic mental entrainment, which you might as well call mind control. And what we're going to talk about is dynamic mind control. Like I said, obviously the entire program is in this area, but let me give you some tips on how we can get this going. The best way we can evaluate is how strong is your mind on a scale of 1 to 10. Do you consider yourself a champion of the mind? Now, I know that you're probably strong in some areas, in other areas you're not. Like I said, confidence is the ability to pull things off. And mental confidence is the same thing. You might find an athlete, if you're an athlete, that's super strong in their ability to concentrate their mind in athletics. But if you put them in a, let's say, a scholastic situation in the classroom in math or something like that, they would have, you know, a 1 versus a 10. By the same token, you take somebody who's really strong in math, you know, they're really strong with their mind, and they're maybe a 10 in math, but you put them on an athletic field, and they're now a 1. But I want you to rate yourself, how strong is your mind on a scale of 1 to 10? Do you solve problems easily? Because this is something that requires mind control. It requires you to be able to take a problem, a challenge, a situation, and figure out the solution to that situation. Dynamic mental entrainment is going to allow you to do that. It's a process. But I'm going to teach you how to use these formulas and systems to be able to solve problems more easily than ever before. Is your willpower strong? Now, willpower is kind of like the exact opposite of subliminal suggestion. It's conscious effort. Willpower is where I put a slice of your favorite dessert in front of your face and say, here you go, and you have to decide through your willpower, please remove it, or have it sit there the entire time you're sitting and not even take a bite, or to take one bite and don't take another bite. That is willpower. Can you concentrate on one thing at a time? This is imperative that you can do this. I know a lot of you think about multitasking, and you hear a lot about multitasking, but I'm here to tell you that multitasking is not what you want to do. I'm probably guilty of being the biggest multitasker out there. If you look at my computer right now, you would see like tons of files open. I'm publishing books. I'm recording videos. I'm writing blog posts. I'm doing all these things. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't work. And yet, I'm doing everything I can to get better at not multitasking. You have to concentrate on one thing at a time, one task at a time, one project at a time. And when you do that, you're going to be able to focus your energy in one concentrated area. I want you to learn this concept because this concept will allow you to have that laser mind control. You focus in one area, then you move to the next task. It's just that easy. So how are you going to obtain mind control? Well, hey, you've heard this before. Use subliminal audios. You're going to use subliminal audios to make your mind stronger. Just like I've said in many of the other areas, it's the same thing. You're going to follow the DME formula, especially as it relates to mind control, because you're going to start feeding the mind with different stimulus that you've never done before. Always ask the tough questions, and I mentioned that before. I'll always mention that. You want to feed your mind daily. You want to make sure that you're feeding your mind protein for the mind, things that are going to cause you to get stronger as far as your mind control is concerned. You want to feed it so that your mind is becoming a receptor for success in whatever you want to do. Or whatever skill you want to learn, you want to open up that mind. And then, of course, you want to rest the mind through meditation. You want to learn to relax it. You want to learn to take that mind to new levels by relaxing the body and mind and then bringing it back out and being refreshed. You know, meditation is one of those things where you can exponentially increase the power of your mind because it puts you in a state that is conducive to not only relaxing and resting the mind, but inputting those subliminals that you want. Of course, like I said, mind control is what we're talking about in this entire system. And so I just wanted to give you some tips and a little bit of concepts that you can use immediately to get better mind control. Any questions you might have, certainly shoot me an email. Thanks for watching, and have a great day. So long.